Hi everyone, welcome to Talking Trash. My name is Xavier and I'm here by myself today doing a podcast about my Tourette's. It's a bit interesting because my Tourette's will actually come up a bit more the more I talk about it. So obviously you're going to hear some ticking like that. But to be fair, a lot of my Tourette's is actually medicated, so there's not a lot of ticking involved. People that that do have Tourette's, I highly recommend the medication that I'm on. It's called lurasidone, and what it is essentially a mood stabilizer, but it really reduces tics dramatically. Now, I'm not saying it's going to work for everyone, but highly recommended. It really helps take that agitation away from ticking all the time. So yeah, I did that and it was great. Now, I came off the medication and here's the reason why. I'm currently studying film at university and we had to do our project work. And one of our projects was we had to do either a short film or a short documentary. And our group decided to do a documentary, and I thought, why not do it on my Tourette's? That's something I want to talk about and something I want to share with people. So we thought, yeah, let's do it. We're going to do it on Tourette's. And to see my tics and to really show it in full momentum, I came off my medication for a couple of days, and it wasn't fun at all, I can tell you that. It was pretty bad. Being a mood stabilizer, obviously, I felt really, really low. So I remember going in before filming and I was crying my eyes out, just going like, I can't do this. Like, I feel so low. I don't want to talk. I don't want to be filmed. I don't want a camera in my face. It was quite hard, but I managed to pick myself up and we got through the day and we did it. And I'm back on my medication now, so I'm fine now. It's great. It's so much better to be back on it. If anyone's interested in the film, it's up on YouTube. It's called The Message, Tourette's Documentary, or Tourette Syndrome Documentary, The Message. I advise you to check it out. It's great. It was a lot of fun filming, and yeah, it was a great time. We had a lot of fun with the B-roll and going out to the park and shooting some footage and just being with some friends, and yeah, it was great. It was a really fun time, actually. So no regrets. I came off the medication. I felt like shit, but I'm really glad I made the documentary. I really wanted to share that with people. Another thing about my Tourette's is I want to share with people that you can function completely normally. You can have a normal life despite having Tourette's syndrome. I do so many things that people with Tourette's would think that you can't actually do. Like one of the things that I do that actually completely diminishes my Tourette's syndrome is I fly aircrafts. And when I do that, I'm so in control and I feel like I'm distracted and my life just feels so different. And when I'm up in the air flying, I don't tick. I've been flying since I was 15 years old. And for me, it's just absolutely amazing. It's breathtaking. It's relaxing. It's peaceful. It's like when I'm up in the air, it's my own little private space. And I feel so at ease and I don't tick. And it's fantastic. For a student, I'm pretty good at flying. So you know, things like that, that most people will think, oh, I can't do that, I can't do this. Of course you can. All you need is a bit of motivation. So with the flying, it was a great thing to do because I felt so at ease, feeling like I could actually function. I could actually do something that helps me function. Even if it's for 45 minutes, even if it's for an hour, I could actually concentrate. I could function. I could do my normal thing. I could live tick free. And it was amazing. So I want people out there to know that you can do these sort of things that really help you, that really take your mind off Tourette's. I know another girl, her name is Bianca Sayers. Hi Bianca, if you're ever listening to this. I noticed that, well, in one of her documentaries that was done by 60 Minutes, she shared with us that when she's skating on ice, her Tourette's just completely diminishes, and it's fantastic to see that with someone. Most people can find a hobby, whether it's singing, a lot of people do singing, and their Tourette's just goes away. It's fantastic. Sorry, I just had some audio problems. Had to fix that. Got dinging going on in the background, messages coming through, so Just tried to fix that. I just tried to edit that out of this podcast. Yeah, so with Tourette's, it's a very strange condition. So basically what happens is, what is believed to happen is you've got the very center of the brain called the basal ganglia. And what that does is it basically processes thoughts to the frontal lobe. And what happens in Tourette's is that basically and I've said this in my doco as well, that the wires in your brain just kind of misfire. And it sends off signals and impulses that you can't control. And it's like this strange feeling I feel like with myself, I actually feel it in the back of my head. It's like these muscles that I feel, it's these muscles that I can't actually control, even if I try to. But when I have a tic, I can feel these muscles moving and it's very strange. So it's like when I have a tic coming on, I can feel it in the back of my head and then my tic comes out. So... like that, I can feel that in the back of my head, and it's quite a strange feeling, but, you know, for me, I suppose growing up with it, it feels really normal, because I've lived with it for so long. It's also quite strange, because Tourette's is found in 1 in 100 people. So another thing I mentioned in my documentary was that if you went to high school, let's say you got about 800 people in your high school, or let's be more realistic, let's say 500. For every 500 people there are, there should be about 5 people in that school that have Tourette's syndrome, but you just don't see that. You know, I've come across so many people that have said, you're the first person I've ever met with Tourette's. And like, that is so bizarre, considering 1 in 100 people have that. Like, if you walk down the city, basically every 100 person you see would have a tic disorder, but you just don't see it. I've personally seen it before. I've seen a couple of people with tics in my life, but for a lot of people, they've never come across it before. So it's a very interesting condition, and it's a very strange condition in the way that it's not like other neurological disorders. Like, neurological disorders fit in the same category as Tourette's, like epilepsy and Parkinson's and things like that, but Tourette's is very different, because it's a very front-on, very confronting disability. And it's also a hidden disability. And hidden disability means that basically you have a disability, but it's not really, you can't really see it. It's sort of, you don't see someone with a wheelchair, you don't see someone walking with a crutch, or someone walking with a fake leg. It's within yourself. It's really hidden from the public. So It's very strange. Like, when I catch an aeroplane, I have to wear a lanyard. There's a special lanyard, which I hope people notice. If you ever see someone wearing a green lanyard with yellow sunflowers on it, that's a hidden disability lanyard. And that basically means that person has a hidden disability, whether it's Tourette's syndrome. I know a lot of people with Tourette's have the hidden disability lanyard. Lanyard, if I can say that properly, I'm sorry. It's quite interesting. It's very different than a lot of other conditions. You know, you see people in wheelchairs and things like that, and that's just, you're like, oh, that person's just disabled. But Tourette's, it's very confronting, because it's a very bizarre condition, as you can imagine, because there's a lot of things that you shout, there's a lot of things that you say, there's a lot of weird movements, and it's confronting. It is confronting. I've seen people with it before, and even having Tourette's myself, I'm like, whoa, that is very confronting to see. But that's just what it is. It's a very unique condition. And a lot of people with Tourette's actually wouldn't change it. I personally wouldn't change my Tourette's for the world. I think it's very unique. It's interesting. I'm even still fascinated about it to this day. It's just very different than a lot of other disorders out there. But I want people to know that people with disabilities, there's nothing to be scared of. There's nothing to be worried about. People will just have different brain chemistry, and yeah, you know, we can still live completely normal lives. And I don't want people to forget, and don't ever let yourself get down about having Tourette's syndrome, because you can make so many friends in the Tourette's community. I have so many friends, and you can live a functional, normal life, and you'll find a passion out there. You may not have found it yet, but you'll find something that will completely diminish your tics and just let you get on with everyday life. So that's about it for what I have to say. Thank you for joining me with Talking Trash, and I'll see you all on the next one. Take care. Bye for now.